It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
The Friday Flashback. Brought to you by Visit Cleburne, where you can make new traditions all year long. And it is a big birth date edition here on the Flashback. Born on this date, 1905, over in the Texas Hill Country, in the town of, most call it Cozy, Texas. Some say Cozy. Either way, that is the hometown of the king of Western Swing, the great Bob Wills. Born on this date in 1905, and born as James Robert Wills, and was actually known as Jim Bob to most of his family and friends, but ended up going by just Bob because the first show that he was on, which was in Fort Worth, by the way, already had a show hosted by a Jim. So he said, okay, I'll just start going by Bob. And that's how he ended up with his stage name.
There you go.
So Bob Wills, of course, had a career in music, radio, movies, TV from the 20s well into the 50s. And he grew up primarily in the Texas Panhandle, and it was the music of the West Texas cotton fields that inspired Bob to, well, basically reinvent what was known as country music at the time. He took it from gospel or a bluegrass-based sound and threw in Clutch Your Pearls, drums, horns, ooh, a full band, and more.
Yes. Not the Police.
What is known as the cornerstone of traditional country music was a man who at the time was very much upsetting the apple cart in a big old way. But Bob's revolution was the first, and it really happened during the 30s and World War II because big band music was all the rage at that time. So Bob took that idea, the Glenn Millers and the Tommy Dorseys, and he threw in guitars and fiddles and then beats and rhythms that, well, ultimately would be called Western Swing. In fact, on their first performance, famously at the Grand Ole Opry, Bob fought the Opry's rule of no drums and no horns, because those were pop music instruments.
Ooh.
But Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys by then were everywhere, so he pretty much could do whatever he wanted to do. And even bigger was the influence. Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Elvis, even Hendrix, the pantheon of rock and roll, pretty much all point to Bob Wills as how they formed their sound in one way or another. And yes, Bob Wills is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as well as the country music one and every other one there is. And in country music, after nearly fading, it's amazing to think, and this happens time and time again, Bob Wills and his music was fading into total obscurity by the 60s. But there was that resurgent interest that began in the early 70s with the outlaw movement, and Merle and Waylon, and of course, very much, Willie. It was actually during a recording on Merle's 1973 Bob Wills tribute album when Bob Wills fell ill. And he passed away in 1975 right here in Fort Worth, Texas. But that renewed interest in his music that took place in the early 70s would then influence maybe his biggest disciple, George Strait, who not only, well, it was placed upon him, he didn't take the moniker of the king of country music, but he also took one of Bob Wills' songs to number one in 1984. And, of course,
right or wrong,
that was an old jazz ballad from 1921, written by Haven Gillespie and reworked and recorded by Bob Wills in 1936. George picked it up and took it to number one 48 years later. So a happy Bob Wills birthday, where, yes, he's still the king.
Right or wrong.